Welcome to What in God's Name, Short Form. We're here to help you understand our common life using moral language, moral concepts, and moral frameworks in shows that are short, 7 minutes or less. Today's show, why the moral world of the MAGA movement must be taken seriously. What we want to help you understand today is the moral world of MAGA, the movement that goes by the name Make America Great Again. We're going to answer three questions. What is a moral world is the first question. Then, why do conservatives, moderates, liberals, and progressives fail to take it seriously? And finally, why do we need to take the moral world of MAGA seriously? First, what do we mean by a moral world? A moral world is the judgments that are made about right and wrong within a social context, and the underlying attitudes and beliefs that inform our judgments of right and wrong. For example, you can imagine a moral world in which enslaving dark-skinned people is considered good. That is a judgment. Enslaving dark-skinned people is good, is a judgment. But a moral world is more than the judgment. The moral world includes also the belief system that underwrites the judgment. So in our example, the goodness of enslaving dark-skinned people is underwritten by a belief system. And that belief system is that light-skinned Europeans are civilized and dark-skinned Africans are savages. A moral world is both the judgment that something is a good, and the underlying belief system that supports the judgment. Therefore, to take a moral world seriously means digging into and understanding the underlying belief system that underwrites what is praiseworthy and what is blameworthy. Now let's answer the question. Why do conservatives, moderates, liberals, and progressives fail to take the moral world of the movement called Make America Great Again seriously enough? Answer, we, and I include myself in this group, don't take the moral world of MAGA seriously enough because we focus on the moral judgments MAGA makes and fail to dig into the belief system that underwrites the judgments. It's like condemning slavery to a bunch of slaveholders without understanding the underlying belief that in their view, dark-skinned people are savages. We fail to dig into the underlying belief system because the moral world of MAGA is so foreign to us that we can't believe anyone could actually violate so blatantly the moral norms that most of us take for granted. Cruelty and corruption, the domination and humiliation of enemies, vengeance and retribution, mercilessness, self-aggrandizement, shameless lying, vulgarity. These are praiseworthy in the MAGA moral world. Those of us who believe in virtues like mercy, grace, and humility are outraged by what is praiseworthy in the MAGA moral world. And our outrage prevents us from understanding and digging into and exposing the belief system at a deeper level. And let me be clear, the point of understanding the MAGA moral world is not to build bridges. MAGA is not interested in bridges. The point of understanding the MAGA moral world is to expose its fundamental corruption. It's fundamental bankruptcy. So that's why we fail to take the moral world of MAGA seriously. We get stuck at the judgment level and don't go underneath to see the underlying belief system. The final question for today, why do we need to take the moral world of MAGA seriously? Why do we need to get beyond our outrage at the moral judgments MAGA makes and dig into the heart of the MAGA moral world, the beliefs underneath the moral judgments? And the answer is because at the heart of the MAGA moral world is a belief that nothing has meaning except power and will. If you believe nothing has meaning except power and will, then cruelty is praiseworthy. If you believe nothing has meaning except power and will, then humiliating your enemies is praiseworthy. If you believe nothing has meaning except power and will, then shameless lying to manipulate people and control situations is praiseworthy. If you believe nothing has meaning except power and will, then sexual assault is praiseworthy. If you believe nothing has meaning except power and will, then violating due process rights of people you designate as security threats is praiseworthy. We need to take the moral world of MAGA seriously because the basis of the MAGA moral world is fundamentally anti-moral. The essence of morality is that people other than yourself matter. The essence of morality is that others are due our regard. Others are due our fairness. Others are due our concern and compassion. You cannot build a moral society on a belief system where nothing matters except will and power. The belief system of will and power is anti-moral. It leads to absurdities, like saying cruelty is good. We need to take the MAGA moral world seriously because ideas have consequences, and indeed they do. When some of the intellectuals of the MAGA movement claim that supporting Trump is necessary because Western civilization is at stake, they are half right. Civilization is at stake. But the truth is that the anti-morality of the MAGA moral world will not save Western civilization. It will only hasten its decline. This has been What in God's Name Short Form, a production of the S1 Project. If you like what you heard today, please share it with a friend. If you want to respond to what you heard today or be in touch, you can follow us and get our newsletter at our website, s1project.org. I'm Pastor Christopher Owen. We'll be back with more soon.